From atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the network refused to use, no doubt, continues now on this freedom-loving, faith-filled, fantastic, we're taking America back, one heart, one mind, one issue at a time, Friday. This is the broadcast for May 28th in the year of our Lord, 2021. This is hour two of two, and man, have we got a lot to report on. Dr. Scott Bradley in the house. Welcome back, my friend.
Well, thank you very much, and I hope everyone is having a glorious spring morning. Just before Memorial Day, of course.
Amen to that. There you have it. There's so much to talk about, Dr. Bradley. On one hand, I don't even know where to start. It's hard to really even focus with what news is out there, ladies and gentlemen. I don't even know how to respond to this, but I must, I guess, start by saying we told you so. All right? We told you they were lying. They've now admitted they lied. This is serious, serious business. Because if they've lied on this, the question for you all is, what else are they lying about? All right, listen carefully to this, then we'll have Dr. Bradley comment. J. Stephen Morrison. He's the director of the Center for Strategic and International Studies. They call it Global Health Policy Center. All right. He now admitted openly on Thursday that many scientists ignored or rejected the COVID-19 lab leak hypothesis, now beyond that point by far to a theory, due to their dislike of former President Donald Trump. The lab leak theory got jumbled up, he says, together. Now, what does that mean? It got jumbled up. I thought we were talking about science, they said. We're following the science, they said. How do you get jumbled up with Donald over science? The answer is you don't. They lied. And J. Stephen Morrison literally highlights it and admits it. But it gets worse. The United States government now considers a Wuhan lab leak as one of the two likeliest scenarios for the emergence of COVID-19 in Wuhan, China. Even CNN is reporting this now. So the government, who literally said we are conspiracy theorists, the media that literally said we were lying and that we were all into conspiracy and literally shut us down for fake news, is now admitting. Think about that for a minute. They say some journalists have now admitted, in addition to CNN and this other, you know, policy leader, they admitted that they did not seriously cover the lab leak theory, because its most prominent supporters were Republicans. Now that the coronavirus origin lab leak theory is gaining credibility and evidence, members of the, quote, follow the science crowd are finally admit they chose not to cover and in some cases actively debunk the theory, now are admitting that they did that because Trump pushed it. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know how you could lose more credibility than what they've lost over this. I don't think people realize the impact of what this really means. It means because we hate Donald, we're going to lie. We're going to deceive. We're going to intentionally manipulate out of hate in the media, in the government, policy experts, scientists, because we hate Donald, we're going to lie to you. We're going to cover it up. We're going to manipulate. And then we're not only that, we're going to mock those who are with Trump trying to tell the truth. The truth tellers are going to be mocked, and we're going to shut them down over fake news. The repercussions of this is criminal and is so severe. Extreme, whatever word you want to use, I don't even know how you really cover it in a way that does it justice, how big of a coup they've created. Because if they've lied on this because they hate Donald, how about the mask discussion? How about the vaccine discussion? How about the lockdowns discussion and the destruction of business and the spending and the denial of your ability to go to church and the and now all the repercussions of suicide and health matters. Matters relating to your mental health. Matters relating to your business health. Every single aspect of society now. And what's the real truth? On, well, if they've lied about this because they didn't like Donald, what else have they lied about because they don't like Donald? The repercussions of this literally are endless on the criminal activity that they've committed on the back end of these lies they've now flat out admitted to. Dr. Bradley.
Well, you're right. You can't put a full measurement tool against that. It is a crime against humanity. Everything that's happened in the last 14 or 15 months is called into question. Of course, it was always in question in my mind. I always felt if their lips were moving, they were lying. And I call me a cynic, but you can't really begin to fathom the absolute detriment that this has caused in all of humanity. And you know, there's been propaganda war machines that have been out there. I mean, every time we go into war, there's a propaganda machine, and we could talk about the U.S. propaganda war machine that, you know, I mean, we've not been immune to this thing, and we're not immune to it today in the things that are happening around the world where we spin things in our media. And this is not the only thing that's being spun, but let's just talk about it for a minute. I mean, but look at Joseph Goebbels, the chief Nazi propaganda war machine. He says in a loose German translation, if you tell a lie big enough and keep repeating it, people will eventually come to believe it. And that is exactly what I believe has happened. And I believe that's even deeper than this escaped virus from escaped, okay. Well, let's just say it was escaped. Let's just say, where did it start getting developed, though? I really, truly believe that it was a gain-of-function project that was being done under U.S. taxpayer dollars against federal law at the University of North Carolina. It got too hot to handle in terms of where knowledge was coming of it, and they shipped it overseas to Wuhan. And I've been saying this since March of 2020, but, of course, you know, you get debunked and deplatformed and everything else for saying that. But everything has to be called into question. I do not believe that there's any credibility left. You look at, let's just look at the science between the masks and their effectiveness, which there really isn't any. It's all been agenda-driven. You look at the taking the jab, the staff that works for Fauci, about 60% of them have taken the jab. The 40% haven't. And that's about where the U.S. Demographics shape out on this thing. You know, 40, 50% of the people have not taken it because it has no credibility. Anybody with a thinking mind, an ability to reason, cognitive reasoning, I know, is really at a low in America today. Our ability to read for comprehension, you know, all those kinds of things are really, really, they're down in the tubes because of the education system. And now they're having to bribe people to take the jab. I mean, you look at what they're doing in Ohio. In fact, though, by the way, Newsom announced a $116 million project to get people in California to take the jab. If this thing was real, if it was efficacious and safe, if you could take this to the bank and say, yes, this is real science, people would be lining up to take it. Oh, no. If the pandemic was real and deadly, as they said from the beginning, if you look at the statistics, the death rate, the total number of people that died last year is basically a statistics wash with previous years. There haven't been stacks and stacks of people die. There are no more cemeteries because of this. This thing has been blown out of proportion.
The hospitals that were cranked up because of the problem are taken down. The hospitals that supposedly are going to be overwhelmed are empty. What are those breathing things called?
The ventilators.
The ventilators. Where are all the ventilators, Donald, mandated by force of government law that all these companies create?
Hey, just like, let's stop with those ventilators for a while. That used to be a very big portion of what I did for a living many years ago, the ventilation business, okay? And, of course, we had all sorts of life support equipment my company offered. But the fact of the matter is, so I watched that paid a lot of attention to that. And basically, with the bad science, which was just a bunch of theory by guess and by golly, and nobody really knew, they says, oh, yeah, you got to throw everybody on these ventilators as soon as anything comes up. That was basically a death sentence. There were hospitals around the country that reported a virtual 100% death rate once they got somebody on a ventilator. So much better, so many better modalities for treating this thing. But once they intubated you, pretty much kiss the baby goodbye. We're done.
And I said we shouldn't use government in an emergency way to mandate anybody create these ventilators. I don't even know if we need them. I don't know if it's justified. Where's all the money that went to the ventilators, and where are all the ventilators now? All right, they lied. They got caught. This is serious business, ladies and gentlemen. Will there be any accountability is the real question. On Liberty Roundtable Live with Dr. Scott Bradley, freedomsrisingsun.com.
Abby Johnson was once director of a Planned Parenthood clinic in Bryan, Texas. After a moral crisis, she quit, and now she campaigns against what she once endorsed.
They implement abortion quotas in all of their clinics.
What do you mean, quotas?
You have to perform a certain number of abortions every month. One of the reasons that I left...
Are they explicit about that?
Yes. It's in your budget, right there on the line item. One of the reasons I left Planned Parenthood was because in a budget meeting, I was told to double that abortion quota. And for me, as someone who had spoken to the media and had said, you know, we're about reducing the number of abortions, we're about, you know, prevention, all of these other services, I was shocked.
So since you actually worked at a Planned Parenthood, give us some sense of the relative number of abortions.
Okay, abortions, Planned Parenthood provides over 330,000 abortions a year. They are the largest single abortion provider in our country.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
I want to dedicate this song to Mr. Rupert Murdoch.
Live and on your radio, Dr. Scott Bradley, freedomsrisingsun.com, and Sam Bushman discussing the lies, the mainstream press, the lies, government, health organizations, and everything else worldwide, and the lies the media have been telling you for the last year plus are astounding. They got caught. They're admitting they lied and that we told the truth. Headline, Facebook will lift its ban on posts that claim that COVID-19 was man-made or manufactured. Now, the ban was originally put in place February 8th after the company, meaning Facebook, consulted the WHO, the World Health Organization. All right? Now, in light of ongoing investigations, the ban will be removed due to the new debate, they claim, around the true origins of the COVID-19 pandemic is not a new debate. We've been debating it from the start and telling you this, ladies and gentlemen. Facebook will no longer remove posts claiming COVID-19 was man-made. Fine. But as support mounts for probes into the virus's origins and the Wuhan lab leak theory claims the COVID-19 was man-made, they say it was on the likes of false information, alongside with false information, like assertions that the virus doesn't exist or that the vaccines cause autism. The lab leak theory has never been disproven. In relying on the WHO, though, they added this dishonest narrative to their list. Facebook relied on an investigation into the pandemic's origin. Listen carefully to this. Facebook relied on an investigation into the pandemic's origin that was compromised by Chinese Communist Party influence. They're blatantly admitting now that Facebook relied on communist manipulated investigations. Do you understand the ramifications of that? And they told you that I was into fake news. A number of articles and posts about the lab leak, which was originally dismissed as a conspiracy theory by the corporate media, were flagged and deleted by Facebook until now. Facebook, they say, has taken an aggressive stance toward alleged disinformation during the pandemic. Now we got alleged disinformation. They say they put warning labels on over 50 million pieces of content in 2020 alone based on what they call independent fact checkers. Some of those fact checkers, such as PolitiFact, are now retracting their fact checks that declared the lab leak theory to be debunked. In recent weeks, more and more corporate media outlets and government officials that once dismissed the possibility that COVID-19 was man-made or leaked from a lab, whether it was by accident or on purpose, have now given the discussion legitimacy. Ladies and gentlemen, who's been here the whole time? Who's told you the truth the whole time? All right? Now, this is serious, folks. Because think about the fact checkers now are retracting their fact checks. So if they're retracting them, were they facts? And where did they get their facts if they're not facts? I ask you. And how do we debate facts then if the fact checkers have to retract their facts? Doctor, this is a factual, what do you call it, snafu, to say the least?
You know, it's so absolutely, you say baffling, but the fact is it has been conspiratorial in its origins from the very beginning. This has been not a narrative, I always say it this way, not a narrative, but a script. And every one of the health organizations is complicit. I fear that there's not only health organizations, but media organizations and church organizations and government organizations. I mean, the United States Department of Health and Human Services, the Centers for Disease Control, the National Institute of Health, the World Health Organization, the Food and Drug Administration. I think every one of them has had their credibility absolutely eliminated in the minds of anybody that is thinking about this thing. And again, you're going to have to add churches and media organizations and everything else like that. And now we talk this thing about the so-called vaccine. Many people think that was the end game that was desired. I don't believe that's the end game myself. I believe that that's a well-advanced step in this whole thing. From the very beginning, their intention has to been have everybody receive a jab. And why that is so intently and intensely focused upon, I think, is yet to be fully revealed. But I believe it goes way beyond that in terms of basically a reset of everything in the world under people that are controlling the cause of liberty from everybody. They had to figure out a way to completely undermine and ultimately destroy the blessings of liberty that are found under the Constitution. You look at, just for example, something as simple as the ventilator mandate. Trump seized industries. He seized them. He claimed authority to be able to say, we'll take over these industries so that we can create these many ventilators. It's unconstitutional, people. There is no authority whatsoever to do any of the things that have been done. Governor mandates. Mandates, what is that? It's a royal decree. It's not a constitutionally passed through the legislature kind of thing. And in addition to that, this mandate of putting healthy people locked down in the habeas corpus things, you lock them down, home arrest. This idea of destroying our ability to carry out business. You know, in Article 1, Section 10, states cannot intervene in business matters. And we violate that. And you look at the state constitutions, everything. I cannot think of a single solitary issue that has been handled with honesty and with integrity and constitutionally. None of those, nothing that's happened the last 14, 15 months qualifies for any of those things. And if Americans would just wake up and realize that we've been had, we've been sucker punched. And that list of the alphabet soup kind of organizations, you know, from the U.S. Department of Health and CDC and the National Institutes of Health and the World Health Organization, the Food and Drug Administration, there is no credibility, zero.
And but now they're admitting they all listened to and stepped in line with flat-out communist cover-up interests, and they got caught. Here's the
they
next
did
headline.
It on purpose, Sam. They did it
I
on
know
purpose.
They did. Here's the proof. Ready? That's about what I'm going to get to. You could say okay. Some of them in the lower ranks of the media might have done it by mistake, not realized. But it was done on purpose right from your government. And here's the proof. Joe Biden's lawless regime is labeling you a domestic terrorist, and they're teaming up with big tech to monitor what you say on social media and target you if you step out of line. Here's an email that I got. Dear Sam, I have a shocking update. Last week, I told you about Joe Biden's effort to circumvent the Constitution and spy on everything you do. But now the details are coming out, and it's even worse than we admitted or imagined. As it turns out, conservatives really are a top target. And even the private messages that you send on social media aren't safe. According to new reports, Joe Biden's spy agencies are partnering up with big tech to collect information on what you're doing. They claim it's what terrorists are saying to each other on social media. I wish I didn't have such dire news to share with you, but your constitutional rights are in more danger today than they have been in a long, long time. After all, we know exactly who Biden's going to use to hunt down conservatives. These agencies are too powerful to begin with, and now that power is aimed directly at conservative patriots. Hey, Sam, do you want to help me stop the left from targeting innocent conservative patriots? Then they asked me to donate money, right? This is still America. You have freedom of speech. You should be able to believe in and say whatever you want. Those are the principles America was founded upon, and the principles that I was elected to uphold. But now that Biden is using the most secretive of intelligence agencies, we're all in serious jeopardy indeed. The Constitution truly is hanging in the balance. And I do not say that lightly. If America becomes a nation where every word that you say online and even in private is modified by the feds, wow, we're in serious, serious trouble. Well, I can't let Joe Biden seize more power than he already has. I have to stop him. And then they ask for more money. America must not allow a lawless regime to destroy our way of life. We'll talk about this in seconds on your radio.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
President Biden's decision to stop a President Trump-era State Department investigation into the origins of the COVID-19 in Wuhan, China, has two Senate Republicans requesting information on why he would stop the fact-finding process. Senators Ron Johnson, Republican from Wisconsin, and Rick Scott, the Republican from Florida, wrote a letter to Secretary of State Anthony Blinken and President Biden saying, "We write to request information regarding recent reports that President Joe Biden's team shut down an investigation into the origins of the pandemic, which included examining the theory that the virus originated in a lab in Wuhan, China." U.S. House members plan to introduce two bipartisan bills Friday. The first bill, the Made in America Emergency Preparedness Act, would establish a 9/11-style bipartisan commission. The second bill, Never Again International Outbreak Prevention Act, calls for allowing grieving families to sue China by stripping sovereign immunity from it and other countries. USA Radio News.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Let's get an update from the deadly shooting near the airport in San Jose, California this week. Wendy King from the Pacific Northwest USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The death toll from the mass shooting at a Northern California light rail yard increased to 10, including the gunman. The attack occurred at the Valley Transportation Authority in San Jose on Wednesday. 8 people died immediately. The gunman also killed himself. Investigators are still trying to determine why maintenance worker Samuel Cassidy shot 9 co-workers and then killed himself. San Jose Mayor Sam Liccardo said the victims knew the shooter well. Officials say Cassidy started a fire at his home before he left for the shooting. Santa Clara County Sheriff Lori Smith said that Cassidy fired off 39 rounds and appeared to target specific victims.
After 5 successful flights, NASA's Ingenuity helicopter on Mars experienced an in-flight anomaly. On May 22nd, Ingenuity began adjusting its velocity and tilting back and forth in an oscillating pattern. The helicopter landed safely as NASA investigates. USA Radio News.
Live and on your radio, Dr. Scott Bradley with me, ladies and gentlemen. This is serious, serious indeed. Facebook relied on an investigation into the pandemic origin that was compromised by Communist Party influence, they're now blatantly admitting. So who does Facebook have as their fact checkers now that their fact checkers are recanting and retracting? And we find out that Communist origin cover-ups are the basis? All right, where do you go from here, Dr. Bradley? When you look at something like that, you go, hey, this is on purpose. This is not a mistake. When Joe Biden's literally, his regime is literally monitoring every word we say and calling you and I domestic terrorists, but at the same time, we find out the fact checkers didn't have facts. They were following a communist cover-up, communist party agenda, and they all got caught, and now they're retracting because the truth is coming out. Those two realities, government attacking us and blaming us as terrorists, but at the same time, the communist narrative ruled the day from Fauci to Biden all the way down to the local media dog catcher kind of reporter guy. And they all admit from health organizations globally, worldwide, that they all followed this communist narrative, and they called us terrorists while doing it. This cannot be a mistake, Dr. Bradley.
Well, I use this statement by Thomas Jefferson often when we get a chance to, but it seems like it's almost every week or almost every time we talk together. He said, "Single acts of tyranny may be ascribed to the accidental opinion of a day, but a series of oppressions begun at a distinguished period and pursued unalterably through every stage of change of ministers too plainly prove a deliberate, systematical plan of reducing us to slavery. So what we are finding is a whole chain of events, and it's not an accidental opinion. It's a series of oppressions, as he said, begun at a distinguished period, pursued unalterably. I mean, we can go, I'll only go back to George W. Bush, but let's go back there. And let's look at what happened in 9/11/2001 and the subsequent Patriot Act, which Utah Senator Orrin Hatch claimed in his final campaign in 2012 that he was the principal author of. I don't believe that he strung the words together, but he was certainly a promoter of it. I testified before the Senate Judiciary Committee in April of 2004 against the reauthorization of the Patriot Act. But we look at I'm one of the few Americans in all of history that's read it, and it is absolutely, it eviscerates the Fourth Amendment. So we've lost the Fourth Amendment because of legislative enactment. I mean, we go back many years with this. You look at how we have to go how far back for the development of some of these so-called high-tech companies. They developed these hand-in-hand with the so-called intelligence. I say so-called because I'm not sure how much intelligence involved in it, more than tyranny. Intelligence communities in the United States, they took taxpayer dollars. They were to be used ultimately to gather the kinds of things they're talking about now. You look at the Military Commissions Acts. You look at the National Defense Authorization Acts. These kinds of things define terrorism so broadly that someone looking for their dog could probably be called a terrorist because they're out snooping around in the community. I mean, this is everything that's happening. Again, not an accidental opinion. It's a series of oppressions. And the whole idea is the Fourth Amendment really, for all intents and purposes, does not exist anymore in the United States of America, tragically. The intelligence communities and the big tech and everybody like that have just collaborated to the point. They've gotten on board the media people and churches and the political arena of even people that are in little municipalities are sucked in on this. I look, for example, on our local radio station. We have a couple of moments of fear every day as they go through the oh, ain't it awful. Here's the death toll of this COVID thing. And we look at the facade that has been carried out on the numbers that are attributed to this and how they developed them using an experimental for research only kind of test that was not for diagnosis, how they developed the so-called vaccine, and I say that because it is not a vaccine, it doesn't qualify under the traditional things, how they have modified that to make sure that they can get it through when there's other modalities of treatment for very low expense. And it is every single thing has been a manipulated and managed approach to this. And we, the people, are putting up with it. We need to go back. We need to rescind. Rescind, not just modify, rescind the Patriot Act altogether, completely, and totally. We need to rescind all of these other oppressive, you know, military commissions acts. See, it has historically been illegal to use these intelligence so-called agencies against Americans. And now there's a sharing of information across the board, basically. You look at what happened with the FISA court, how the FBI lied through their teeth to get a FISA court warrant to be exercised against common, everyday U.S. citizens in violation of the intents and purposes of those things as it was written from the very beginning. The FISA court should be eliminated. And it's a rubber stamp court. And I don't have the numbers right in front of me, but let's say over the years it's had like 20,000 requests for warrants. They have failed to issue those warrants in a handful of cases, probably less than 20. Probably if you have a rubber stamp in your desk drawer that has your address on it, you stamp it on the envelope, that thing has more failures on each incidence than the FISA court has in giving whomever has asked for the ability to spy on Americans, when that's never called into question. Every one of these things has been it's been by purpose. And this thing that we've gone through for the last 15 or so months has all been just a part of some kind of end game. And I know there's a lot of people that say, oh, the big end game was getting the jab. Now, I got to admit, I've been through interviews with major media that right from the very beginning, March a year ago, they wanted to insist that everybody was going to be compulsorily vaccinated. But they're finding resistance now. They're finding people are saying, oh, maybe half of the U.S. population is saying, you know, I'm not so sure this thing developed at warp speed without any real testing, that has no track record, that no known long or short-term outcomes. I'm going to watch a little bit longer. But they're having to pay millions of dollars, you know, through ads. You know, they're doing advertising campaigns. They've put up lottery efforts. You know, Ohio's doing this big lottery thing. California's doing a bigger lottery thing. And in Utah, they're considering it, in spite of the fact that the Utah Constitution specifically prohibits that kind of activity. These people, they don't even know their limits and bounds anymore. And it's time for we the people to say, we're done. No
well, they
more.
Turned to fact checkers backed by communist cover-up dictators. Kamala Harris is literally tied to communist leanings. Joe Biden
well,
tied
so is
to all
Joe
kinds
Biden's
of
family.
International
Joe Biden's
government
family
leanings.
Is doing that. Sure.
Okay, Biden the same. Ladies and gentlemen, they're calling you and I domestic terrorists, while at the same time their lawless regime is controlling all of us. Here's the proof that it's really an attack against Christians. Their real goal is they hate God, they hate Christianity, and they hate anything moral and good. It's a good versus evil discussion, let's be very clear. All right? The valedictorian of a Michigan high school, her name is Elizabeth Turner, just so you know, had her speech censored by her principal for openly talking about her Christian faith and was told it was not appropriate to discuss at the school event. Okay? So you've got a situation now where you've got this poor girl. She's graduating, and she basically said things like this. You know, we don't know what the future holds for every one of us, but we can trust in our God. We don't know what we're going to be doing in life because we don't know, but God can help us. We can turn to God. My faith in God sustains me. It's got me to this point, and it'll get all of us further. Incredible speech. She got flat out shut down. Now there's a big battle. But this is where they're coming for the Christians. Okay, you can say it's the coronavirus. You can say it's the masks. But it's communism, which is godless, against liberty, which is God-authored. It is a godless versus God discussion. It is a good versus evil, a God versus Satan, whatever framework you want to put it in. It is the war in heaven continued on earth, and there's no way to dodge that reality. They're doing this on purpose because they are godless. And whether they intend it or not, they're promoting the godless agenda, which tries to circumvent. It's the Tower of Babel all over again. Tower of Babel, where, you know what? They want to have man be above God. The quintessential Luciferian doctrine is at the helm. And we need to absolutely, boldly, unequivocally reject the dishonest, satanic, straight from the pit of hell narrative and turn to God Almighty for safety to save us. But we better keep his commandments if we expect to have him hear our cries. Dr. Bradley will respond in seconds on your radio.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
The war in heaven continues. Dr. Scott Bradley, freedomsrisingsun.com.
Interesting to me, you talk about this battle and religion and schools and everything like that. We have buffoons literally at the head of everything, it seems like, totally unfit to govern. Here's recently, a couple days ago, I guess we had a Florida State University settled a lawsuit filed by a guy by the name of Jack Denton, who was a former student leader. He was the president of the Student Senate, that in a private correspondence with someone, he's a Catholic, and he corresponded with some other Catholics in regards to how some of the things were being handled in regards to government actions that violated their Catholic religion. And he felt a responsibility to say, these guys are violating my faith. And so he ended up getting booted. And anyway, a lawsuit was filed. It was ultimately settled. It was, you know, Florida State ended up having to, you know, eat crow or whatever. But the fact of the matter is, this is all across the nation. And if we look at the First Amendment, for example, the First Amendment is being violated in that it denies the free exercise of our religion in our normal activities nowadays. And with some of these fairness for all kinds of bills that are before the House has passed them, it's before the Senate now, where those kinds of things are in violation of our right to practice our religion, worship our gods, and partake of the things that we believe are necessary in order to have a society that's stable and productive. And it's violated in another sense, though, too, and that's with the faith-based belief system called humanism that has become the national religion. It's been put in our public education systems and certainly at our university systems. You go through their seminaries, if you will, in your first 12 years, and then you go to the convents where they practice the higher order of humanism as you go into the universities. But truly, the idea of the First Amendment was not to have an adversarial relationship with religion from government, but it was to have it was not to deny our desires and our efforts to worship and participate and to have in the public forum the issues of religion, but it was to prevent a tax-supported religion, which is what humanism is. It's a tax-supported religion. Hundreds of billions of dollars, taxpayer dollars, go to that every year in our education system, and it's carried out at the highest level. And hopefully some of these people like Jack Denton at the Florida State University will push back, and there'll be lawsuits and everything. But they're trying to institutionalize it through legislative action. And, you know, it is institutionalized, I guess I could say, because in practice, everybody's embraced it as though they're on the right path. But we need to defeat all these efforts to do that. And by the way, I'll say religions are at fault, too, because they are protecting their institutional ability to practice their faith-based activities. But they're leaving all of us just common folk out there because they say, oh, no. As long as we as an institution can have our meetings, as long as we can perform those ceremonies that we have determined are part of our religion, they're throwing the rest of us under the bus, and that's not the way it was. The way it was an individual, God-given right from the very beginning. Jefferson considered himself a religion of one because he felt his religious beliefs were that unique. I don't believe they were that unique, but that was his statement. But it was his privilege of worshiping as he chose to, as long as it didn't involve criminal activity. And we could go at length about that too. But what we're doing now is we've abandoned God. We have abandoned all of our foundation, of our everything that this nation was established on. And it's being replaced by a godless religion, a godless faith that has no divine God. And we are seeing the fruits of that right now. And because of that, the tyrants are reigning with blood and horror across this nation and throughout the world. And in fact, I do go back oftentimes to the Declaration of Independence. I read it as today's news today, because truly the things that the American founding fathers were experiencing, and at the time of this writing, you know, the pretended legislation that's happening with just monarchical decrees across the nation, this idea of swarms of officers to harass our people and eat our substance, you know, they're getting fundamentally altering our forms of government. Our Constitution is no longer there. You can go on through. I mean, I'm just skipping through the thing. A prince whose character is thus marked by every act which may define a tyrant is unfit to be the ruler of a free people. This is where we are in America today. Our Declaration of Independence.
Now, Dr. Bradley, the reason we focus so much on this, the reason that we come back to this every time, and I know some people who aren't very religious think it's a broken record. I understand all that. But I understand also that the broken record narrative of every other solution on the planet except for the supreme law of the land and except for turning to God seems to be promoted everywhere relentlessly as well. You talk about broken records, blaming the Constitution, blaming God, turning away from the Constitution into God seems to be the narrative of everybody, even the conservatives, even the so-called freedom fighters are doing this now, I believe, with reckless abandon. It's disaster and dangerous, to say the least. Let's jettison the Constitution. Let's have a constitutional convention. Let's do this. Let's do that. Let's revolt. Let's whatever. They have every solution under the sun that they can come up with, always inventing new ways to solve the problems when the old ways are the only time and tested reality. The Constitution for the United States of America and a moral, good, honest, righteous people, those are the only things that have worked through the history of our 6,000-year existence on this planet that we know of as people. Okay, and the problem with this discussion is we always bring it back to God, and someone would criticize us for that. But I would submit to you that we are told by God Almighty himself through the scripture that the power of preaching the word of God has greater influence on the people and greater ability to change and to turn us to what we need to be doing and thinking and feeling and believing and etc. has greater influence on the people than even the sword. That must not be taken lightly, doctor, and should be our mantra going forward.
Sadly, people ultimately turn to the sword if they feel put upon too much. And I am sadly also quite confident that there are those in high places that would be delighted if we resorted to the sword. Because, you know, if we have an M16, they have an F16, using the old vernacular of the old fighter jet, you know. And we will find ourselves being crushed by those that are in power. See, back in the days of the American Founding Fathers, the footprint of government was far smaller upon their neck than it is today to us. There has been an intrusion at every level from these falsehoods, and there's been a concerted organ of propaganda that has been exercised. I mean, we've been talking a little bit about this COVID facade that has been foisted upon not only us, but the entire world. And say, okay, well, yeah, there's something out there that causes sickness. It hasn't been nearly as virulent, has not been nearly as rampant in its morbidity rates and everything. They've had to fake those to build the fear. But it's been extremely effective. It's destroyed an election in 2020. Of the American election. We have literally lost largely, and they're trying to canonize this or institutionalize this through the voting rules that they're running through Congress. And then there's another one that's just coming up now that will add to that, where they're trying to make certain that the things that happened in the 2020 election will be institutionalized. It will be the law of the land, quote unquote. It's not. The intent of the founding fathers right from the very beginning was the states would control their election processes. That way one single central point could not pollute the whole thing. And the states were intended to do that. And everything that's happened, the American founding fathers would be rolling in their graves, because every change that's been made has been to bring greater centralization of control of the voting process, and we need to resort back to the way it was handled before. See, everything we
and
turn
again,
on.
Let's go back to this idea that when, you know, abuse can be chalked up as no big deal, but when this relentless march towards things, you realize it is no accident. And the elections, the climate change, the COVID scenario, the et cetera, all lead to the same agenda. They want to destroy America. The godless communist agenda is at the helm. Oh, it's pushed softer as socialism, or pushed softer as this or that, or we just want to take care of the poor, or we just want to give everybody a universal basic income. It's softly peddled, but the tyranny of a godless regime is at the helm globally speaking, and we the people need to stand against it like no other. And the only confidence that I take is in that my God's aware of all this, and he knows me, and he knows my desires of my heart, and he knows what I will do to fight for liberty, and he's got this. And I don't understand a lot of it. I just know what my role is. My role is to tell the tale of liberty. My role is to point people to God Almighty. My role is to focus on the solutions, and that's what I'm about. And you know what? I'll do my best and let God take care of the rest. And folks, take courage in that. Don't take despair. Take courage in that. The Lord put us here on the earth in these last days on a mission to defend the sacred cause of liberty, to turn people to Christ, to encourage people to repent, and to preach the message of hope and stability through obedience to the commandments of God Almighty, the author of our liberty. Let's make sure that's very clear, Doctor.
Well, there's no question, and it's interesting to me that all of the throughout history of this nation, the big plum, if you will, for tyrants has been to destroy the United States Constitution and this nation. We're the last great hope. My contacts internationally tell me that if this nation falls, there is no further hope in the world of a restoration of individual liberties. That there's a lot hinging on this. Indeed, there is. And I would wish to high heaven that the United States population, I've completely lost hope of those that sit in the high offices, but the people, we the people have a responsibility to take this and become committed, devoted, faithful adherents of the original intent of the American Founding Fathers. We can restore this if we the people will do that. But we've got to set aside all the distractions that have been placed before us and quit following the loose strings that are put out there that honestly are just diversions for everything we need to be doing. I'm committed to it. I believe I have a duty to my fellow man as well as my posterity to seek to bring this about, but it's going to take a devoted, concerted, faithful effort to restore that which was given to us at such great cost. And by the way, we didn't mention anything about the Memorial Day weekend, but that's the Memorial Day really is a recognition of those that gave their lives last full measure as they were defending these things. And it's up to us nowadays. It's our time. We're on the earth right now. We can't let this slip through our fingers at this point. So,
ladies and gentlemen, this weekend we beg
you
to ponder, we beg you to pray, and then we beg you to protect the sacred cause of liberty. It starts individually, then it goes to families. We must turn to God Almighty and repent. We must work hard to carry forward obedience to his commandments. He promises us that he will heal our land and protect us. In my opinion, the blueprint is simple, ladies and gentlemen. Let's follow it, shall we? Dr. Bradley's incredible collegiate series, To Preserve the Nation, as well as his weekly webinars and more Q&As on the Constitution, are all available at freedomsrisingsun.com. Spread the word, tell the tale, have a great weekend. For Dr. Bradley and Sam Bushman, God save the Republic.